This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Going on, America, and Zach is actually in his place this time.
I'm in my place.
You made it. I saved him. I saved you this time because we decided to, we figured out trying to make you work the camera, set the camera up, and then rush to sit down. Although hilarious.
It's too much for me to handle. And so I thank you for making my burden lighter today.
Well, I do what I can, Zach. All right.
I appreciate
it. Today we have to talk about there is a epidemic against red-blooded Americans, okay? Beer drinkers is what we're talking about. There is a, Zach, I don't get it. What kind of beer guy are you? Be honest.
I'm a cider guy.
What?
Cider, apple cider.
What is that? What does that have to do?
I'm not a beer guy. I like a nice apple cider.
So then it...
A hard apple cider.
So is that... But that's not beer. That's like picking apples and grinding them down.
I know, and it tastes way better. I'm not a big beer guy.
Okay. Anyway, back to the main camera here. Okay, there's a pandemic happening in the beer culture world. So whether you're an alcohol drinker, whether you're not, you have to admit that certain companies have certain clientels. Obviously, Bud Light and now Miller Light aren't appealing to Zach. But either way, the point is, I don't want to be a stereotypical type of guy, but I would imagine that the main beer drinkers, Zach, please tell me if I'm wrong, the main people that Bud Light, Miller Light, and things like that, they probably envision someone that looks like me. You know, maybe I'm projecting a little bit, but I feel like I look like their general demographic. So we all saw the controversy that Bud Light has taken over with this whole Dylan Mulvaney thing, putting him, yes, him, because there is no such thing as a man being a woman and a woman being a man.
Seriously?
It's too early in the episode, Zach, too early. Even so much that Bud Light sales have decreased plus 20% over the past 3 weeks, every single week. In fact, literally was at a game not too long ago, and people are going out of their way not to purchase Bud Light, Budweiser products, literally taking twice as long to get alcohol because they don't want to even be seen drinking Bud Light. So you would think that as a competitive beer company that you would learn from Bud Light's mistakes. However, Miller Light decided, you know what, Bud Light, hold our beer. Check out their new commercial. For whatever reason, they thought this was a good idea.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis.
Correct. That is a true statement.
Look at this. Why? It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their
Explicitives are in this thing?
Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this and buying it back so that he can turn it into good
for women brewers.
Literally, good How, you ask? Ladies, take it away.
First, we turn the bad into compost. Then we feed compost to worms. Push out beautiful fertilizer.
That good helps farmers grow quality hops.
All the beets are the funniest
Which
part.
Is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good
But there's definitely more out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement. Send any you got into Miller Lite, and they'll turn that into good too. Oh. So here's to women, because without us, there would be
no
beer.
All right, stop it. It's terrible. Okay, here's my question. I got no problem with empowering women. I got none. What about that commercial has anything to do with promoting the sales of beer? See, here's what's happening, okay? What's happening in today's society is we're electing a lot of woke people into these management and social marketing positions that actually has no idea. Can you look up real quick the general demographic of who drinks beer, male to female ratio? I'm just curious. Well, while Zach looks that up, you've got these woke people that their whole agenda is not to actually push the sales and marketing of their country, company. What, did you find it?
So, beer. Men consumers between 18 and 34, not college educated, and those with an income less than $40,000 and between $40,000 and $99,999. So yeah, you're definitely, this ad's not appealing to 18 to 34 year olds that don't have college education.
It's me, it's non-college educated people. I graduated from Mississippi with a high school diploma. So therefore my high school diploma is probably not even worth as much as everybody else's high school diploma, you know, because yeah, I don't close my lips when I talk. You know, how are you doing? Anyway, the point is.
President Trump recently issued a warning from his Mar-a-Lago home. Quote, "Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There are three reasons the central banks are dumping the U.S. dollar: inflation, deficit spending, and our insurmountable national debt. The fact is, there is one asset that has withstood famine, wars, and political and economical upheaval dating back to biblical times, and that is gold. And you can own it in a tax-sheltered retirement account with the help of Birch Gold. Whether you've got money on the side, you've got savings, you want to protect you and your family, all you need to do is text the word Graham to 989898 right now for a free info kit. There's no tricks, there's no gimmicks, it's absolutely free, and they will hold your hand through the whole process. Think about this, when currency fails and gold is a safe haven, how much more time does the dollar have? Protect your savings with gold like I did. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers. Text the word Graham to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. Again, text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898.
What does this have to do with promoting to your clientele base? And again, this is not a pro-alcohol part of the segment. If you struggle with that, absolutely, you know, we encourage you to abstain and do whatever you feel you need to do. But this is about business, and this is about the woke takeover of businesses. You don't abandon your clientele base. In fact, the number one rule of business is 20% of your customers make up 80% of your sales. So the 20% are people that probably look like me, sound like me. And whether you find women in bikinis drinking a beer offensive or not, which if you look at the outrage on the internet, not many people have that big of a problem with it, that sales pitch was working. Nobody was saying, you know, we really got to fix the sales of our beer because this whole bikini thing's not working. And what's funny is we found some clips of this lady that was talking about how offensive it is to have bikini pictures and women and stuff. But yet she goes a certain amount of, risque to simply try to get people to vote. Roll the clip.
Who are you voting for? Are you voting early? Are you voting absentee?
She's literally
are you voting in person? Like, make a voting plan. Today.
Ha!
Make some plan.
What do the Catholics do? Okay, here's my point. I mean, all right. Hypocrisy runs rampant, right? So women in bikinis to sell beer, bad. Topless videos to encourage people to vote for Democrats, I would assume. That's perfectly okay because that's the world we live in.
Yeah, I don't see any hypocrisy in this.
And just to show that this woman's judgment is even worse, here is a clip of her on the Stephen Colbert Report, which you already know is horrible, identifying him as like the de facto white male.
Since we've been watching all this, you know, fake news and whatever, real news and the president. Anticipating coming here tonight, I have been thinking, Stephen, that you are a really... model white
false.
Man.
That's you're a really
I am the picture in the dictionary next to white man, I think.
You're
They don't get much whiter than me.
You are the good version of one, because almost our president is almost like the number one white guy, you know, in America, because he's the president. But I'm also like, also Stephen Colbert is. You've just been revealing yourself to us over the years.
Oh. What is revealing? What is revealing yourself?
Does he have an OnlyFans?
Oh my gosh. Stephen Colbert has been revealing himself to us for the years. Phrasing, people. You can't make this type of stuff up. You know what? It's like the people that used to, that pandemic that happened, the people flashing the Laker girls. It was like all these people in raincoats that just like raincoat the Laker girls either way. Stephen Colbert, according to this woman's sound judgment, is the stereotypical epitome of what white males should attain to be. And don't be afraid to reveal yourselves, gentlemen, because apparently that's what this person thinks is the right way to go. However, don't degrade women by putting them in bikinis, but you can go topless to get people to vote. Now, here's the interesting thing about all of this is, I don't know who this guy's podcast is or YouTube. Do you know this guy's name?
I don't. I can
look
it up.
Okay, we'll put credit for this guy on the video. He brought up a very interesting point with this whole beer fiasco and women and everything, and the abundance and the explosion of the social media, I guess it's not a social media, but of the paid subscription app, OnlyFans. Listen to what this guy has to say.
About this, Brian, is the narrative of this thing is that women are tired of being treated like sex objects. Right. So what they're saying is it is bad when a man pays women to wear bikinis and push beer.
Horrible.
But society says it is great when men pay women to get naked and themselves on OnlyFans. Like, what world are we, what dimension is this commercial from?
We have cut that out, and now you're coming to us laughing, and you have no idea what we're laughing about, but it's because we had to immediately cut that clip, and now Zach is the most embarrassed human in the world. Look at his red face. Look at it. Zoom in close. Zoom in close. How embarrassed he is. All right, guys, look.
I guess the purpose of this show,
we have to bring you the news, okay? We have to bring you what's happening. We're not responsible for what people say in this moment. And what's so funny is, Zach, they have no idea what we're talking about because we've cut it out, and they have no idea.
I watched the short version on Twitter and then accidentally downloaded the long version.
Anyway,
oh gosh,
his point, although vulgar, it really does bring into frame a context that we really need to talk about. And that is this culture of, in some areas, they view this sexualization of women and all of these things to be wrong, right? Which, I gotta be honest with you, me personally, if a beer ad wants to put a woman drinking a beer in a bikini, on a boat, on a beach, I don't really see what the big deal is in the marketing of that. But either way, it doesn't matter what I think. Some women think that's sexualization of women. However, some people think that it's okay for women to have OnlyFans. So we found some interesting information on the degradation of society in OnlyFans. Zach, did you know? In fact, I know you know. You made these notes. But
I did the research.
The point is, right now, OnlyFans has 190 million.
Well, and that was, if I'm correct, 2021. I couldn't find what it is now. So it's only bigger.
It's probably bigger, yes. 190 million registered users on OnlyFans. Of those demographics, how many accounts are women viewers? Only 40% are women viewers. Go figure, right? Who would have thought that women would be the minority in that category? The percentage of content creators that are men, 20 to 29%. That means that over 70% of the people that are actually creating content, i.e. sexual content and degrading content for women on OnlyFans, 70% of them are females. Why are they doing this? I've seen a lot of people ask this question. Well, why would anybody do that? Well, ask yourself this question. In a non-God's law society, we live in a society under the law of chaos. So you have a person, a woman, who may be a teacher, a certified, board-certified teacher going to a school. You pay her $50,000 a year. Let's say she's an attractive female. She's struggling to pay her bills. We all know the struggles in the public school system, et cetera. What do people make on OnlyFans? Oh, about $100,000 a month.
That's the highest people. If you can get to on the top, you're making $100,000 per month, and some people are making $2 million per year.
My point is $50,000 a year versus you could probably make $5,000 a month pretty easy, and all you got to do is never leave your living room. We are promoting a society of degenerates. That's what we're doing. We're sexually perverting our society. We are encouraging the degradation of women on a sexual level, and it's absolutely disgusting, and OnlyFans is only becoming more popular. I want to say that they're one of the top downloaded apps in the world right now, OnlyFans, because that's where everybody goes. You are a female, you lose your job, go to OnlyFans. You're a female, you're not making enough money, you can't pay your bills, go to OnlyFans. See,
I'm not sure where OnlyFans was, but I do know when I was doing my research, Pornhub was like top, I think number 10 in America for visits per year.
Pornhub's top 10. Well, now we're getting into the pornography conversation, okay?
Remember the last time you got a quote, unquote, free phone? You started out feeling great, then came to the hefty activation fees, 4-line requirements, and of course, binding contracts. Don't fall for it again. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $50 a month and get a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Yes, I said for free. That's right. Unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know this? Because I'm a customer. Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind because they're proud to stand behind me. Go to puretalk.com and use the promo code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's Graham for your free Samsung Galaxy phone when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, go to puretalk.com and use the promo code Graham to start saving today.
Pornography is an addiction, okay? Pornography, Pornhub alone, okay? Pornhub is the most popular porn app and thing or porn website, and it averages 2.5 billion visits in America alone.
That's not worldwide, so it's more worldwide.
And then worldwide, they don't even have to adhere to the same very lax standards. I know that sounds weird, a porn site and standards in the same place, but outside of the U.S., there's even less restrictions on what can be uploaded. Pornhub has been found guilty of underage child sexualization in these videos. Porn is an addiction, and until we as men specifically start speaking out against pornography and the addiction that it holds on us, I just don't see a way out of this pandemic that we actually find ourselves in. Porn has been known to lead to depression. Porn has been known to destroy families. Porn is addictive, so you become an addictive personality. Your life then revolves around the pornography of which you consume, which therefore leads to an unhealthy lifestyle. And also porn leads to an unhealthy understanding of what an actual godly, intimate relationship with your wife is supposed to be like. Not your girlfriend, not your friend that you hang out with from time to time. Sex is supposed to be within the holy covenant union of a man and a woman, biological man and a woman. I can't believe we still have to say that in today's society, in the holy covenant of marriage. Can I say to you that I did everything right? No, I can't. I wish I could. I wish I could at 36 years old and as a believing Christian, I wish that I could say that to you. And so I implore you today to listen to my words. As a married man of 14 years, now 4 children, let me tell you, when I was in the Army, porn was just this thing that everybody threw around. We were at war. It was this thing. It felt harmless at the time. But then you realize when you get older that it becomes an actual addiction, that you need actual help, the power of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to help you break through that. And trust me when I say it does nothing to help your life. Porn is an epidemic, OnlyFans is going crazy, and beer companies are just adding their woke agendas. They don't actually care about business. They don't actually care about their clientele. Graham, why do you care about all these things if you're a Christian, you don't promote getting drunk, etc.? I care about the economy. I care about business. I care about people and their jobs. Do you know how many jobs Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, Miller Lite, all these people have? Good-paying jobs for good-paying Americans, and we're allowing woke ideologists to go in there and ruin ruin it. And that's why I care about this subject.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right, so an interesting thing happened yesterday at the United States Capitol building. The American flag was actually discovered flying upside down at the American Capitol building. That's right, you heard me say it. The U.S. flag was found flying upside down at the Capitol. Let's take a look at that image right now, put it up on the screen, and then I want to talk about what the actual definition of this means. Zach, do you have the article to be able to pull that up?
I do. Let me get to it.
We're going to make Zach read for you guys
on
this
episode. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea. If there's ever a distressful thing, can we go full screen on this image for everybody so they can see it? There we go. Okay, guys, for those of you who don't understand the significance of the flag being flown upside down, this is a gigantic thing. Even if it is a prank or a hoax, this is an image that you never expect to see. Zach, why is it such a big deal? What does the upside down flag mean?
So, according to the U.S. code, the flag should never be displayed with the Union down, except as a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life or property.
Okay. That's why it's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. Whoever did this, and I'm sure people will say, oh, it was a prank and an immature this and immature that, but this came conveniently right after this clip of John Fetterman, who, if we're being fair, just had a stroke. Well, not just had a stroke, has suffered a stroke, suffered from mental depression, but yet he is still a senator from the state of Pennsylvania. Roll the clip. It's pretty painful.
That's like if you have, I mean, like, and they also realize is that now they have, it's in a guaranteed way to be saved by how.
What?
You know, so it's you know, isn't it appropriate that this kind of control should be more stricter?
What?
To prevent this kind of thing from going? Or should we just go on and start bailing and sailing whoever bank, regardless of how their conduct is? You know, I'll give you an example. The Republicans want to give a work requirement for SNAP, you know, for a hungry family has to have this kind of penalties or these some kinds of working requirements. Shouldn't you have a working requirement after we sail your bank with billions of your bank?
Okay.
I have no idea what he was talking
about. Okay, to be fair, okay, let's just give it the benefit of the doubt that this is stroke-related issues, okay? What was even the point he was trying to make in that clip? Like, after watching the clip, being very forgiving of all the stuttering and things like that, because Media Matters, I don't want you to clip it, and Graham Allen's making fun of stroke victim. No, I'm not. I'm asking a legitimate question. Post-stroke issues or not, what was he even trying to get at in that?
I have no idea.
Was any of it coherent? At some point,
nope.
SNAP was involved. Which is
billions was involved. Hungry people. I don't know.
My question is this, okay? At what point do we as Americans look in the mirror and say, whether it's his fault or not, okay? He's a Democrat. I don't agree with his policies, but just as a human being, right? At what point do we say, this person is not qualified to be a U.S. senator? Would you, if that was your grandpa, would you let him drive you around town? Not me. Pappy ain't driving me nowhere talking like that. At what point do you look and you say, you know what? This guy ain't in charge no more. Dad, grandpappy, you sit in the driver's seat. I'm going to take you where you need to go because we just need to take your license from you. I don't even think this guy can drive. Can't even drive a car, but he's a senator of the United States. Representing the country. At what point do we look at this? The average age in Congress is 58 in the House and 64 in the Senate. Do you know how many old people have to be in the House for the average age to be 58? It's absolute insanity. 58 years old. What's Social Security age? 65?
65.
You've got people that are 7 years away from pulling Social Security that are supposed to represent the best interest of the country. It doesn't make sense to me.
Are you ready for this? So
yeah, hit me with it.
We got a video that I think needs to be shown.
Okay.
But is it, how do you say her last name? Feinstein?
Feinstein.
Yeah, she is 89. Born in 1933, and she's still a senator. She's still a current senator.
This chick was around during World War II. I'm not even trying to be funny. By the time
She was 10 during World War II.
That's what I'm trying to say. By the time World War II ended, this chick was 10 years old.
No, she was over 10. She was going in her teen years when it was done.
Okay, play the clip. I can't.
What made you decide that now was the time to come back to the Senate?
I felt better.
You felt better.
She's literally being wheeled in.
That, one more time. Do it again, full screen. I want to see the full thing, but play it again.
What made you decide that now was the time to come back to the Senate?
I felt better.
Sound the alarms, man. Turn the flag upside down. This is who's leading the country. This lady, and I'm not talking bad about old people, but this chick's been around since World War II. She's got eight people around her wheeling her into the building, and reporters are actually asking the question, why did you feel that now was the time to come back to Congress? I felt better. What? Do you know what happens when I don't feel good for a long period of time and I can't do this show, Zach? I get fired. I'll just go ahead and tell you what happens. We lose our sponsors, we lose our jobs, we lose our money. Because if you can't do the job in which you're paid or elected to do, why do you still have that job? And who in the world is electing these people?
Californians.
The entire system's broken. Not Fetterman. Fetterman is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's him, yeah.
Pennsylvania, you guys win a Super Bowl, Philly, and you burn your own city down. I don't trust any of you to make any decisions at all. Literally, people are pooping on the street after you win a Super Bowl. What in the world is happening in our country where these people are the ones that are in charge? We got a guy in the White House that can't put two sentences together. We got leaders in the U.S. Senate that also can't put two sentences together, and we got Dianne Feinstein being wheeled in like she just, I don't know, rung the bell at the cancer clinic, rolling out. And this is the most insane thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. What is funny about that, Zach?
No, it's just
cancer is not a laughing matter, Zach.
You should
be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, you're the one that said it.
All I'm saying is, we do have a crisis in our country. Whoever flipped that flag upside down, they are signaling what we know to actually be true. Our country is broken. The leaders of our country are infected and sick and broken and evil, and someone has to do something about it.